This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her his last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 28th day of February, year of our Lord, 2014. We have a special guest waiting in the green room. Before we get to our special guest, a couple of things we need to go over here. This coming Monday, the 3rd of March, I will have a guest on who has put himself at risk, at personal risk, to bring you the information he'll be bringing to you Monday. He will be giving very specific information with very specific dates involved. Monday's show, March the 3rd, is going to be very important. I encourage you to listen. I watched the film Captain Phillips last night. I encourage people to watch it. It's very well done. It's now out in DVD, which is kind of surprising. It's just in the movie show 2 months ago. One thing you may not realize watching the film, the pirates are chewing a plant called cot. It's Kilo Hotel Alpha Tango cot, which is a narcotic. A green leafy plant that grows in that part of the world around Somalia. And these pirates were stoned on cot as they were performing their duties as pirates. Last but not least, special message to all you state senators and state representatives in the state of Connecticut. You, ladies and gentlemen, when you voted for the anti-gun legislation recently, requiring registration of certain firearms and certain magazines. You were in violation of your oath of office. As of now, no blood has yet been spilled as a consequence of your actions violating your oath of office. There's a high likelihood that that could soon happen as a direct consequence, as a direct result of your violating your oath of office, voting in favor of these anti-gun measures. At that point in time, you will have made thousands of enemies, men and women who will be your enemies because of your actions voting in favor of those firearms legislative matters. There will be no way to protect you. It can't be done. It won't be done. Your names are public. Your homes are public. Where your families live are public knowledge. I'm giving you all a heads up here and fair warning. Once blood is spilt as a consequence of your actions, you may want to consider doing the following. Writing an open letter apologizing for your actions, resigning your position as a state senator or state representative, changing your name, and leaving the state. And I am absolutely deadly serious when I say this. The men and women who you make enemies, they know the police and the state police are not their enemies. They know the people that turn loose the tigers are the enemies. That's you, ladies and gentlemen, you state reps and state senators who voted in favor of this legislation. I don't blame the tigers for eating up the school children in the zoo. I blame the person who opens the gate, and that's you, ladies and gentlemen, you state senators and state representatives who voted in favor of this horrendous, unconstitutional, anti-gun legislation. So you've got your heads up. I know that people listening to this show will get the message to you some way, somehow. You state senators and state representatives who violated your oath of office in these votes. So do what you got to do. Blood has not yet been spilt, but it will. It's almost inevitable that it will, the way these things are going. Moving on from there, we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist, Ann is an engineer, and she pays very careful attention every day to the things that concern us regarding violent weather, earthquakes, volcanoes, various viruses that are circulating the planet. Good morning, Ann.
Oh, good morning, John. Wow, things are happening at such a pace. I did first, before we get started on what I normally talk about, I wonder if you would make a comment about this warship, this Russian warship that's at Cuba right now.
I've seen photographs of it. It's an electronic intercept ship. The Russians built a massive multi-million-dollar electronic intercept station in Cuba 40-something years ago. They turned it over to the Chinese 10, 15 years ago, and the Chinese probably updated and upgraded it since then to intercept pretty much any radio, television signal that's in the air, keeping in mind it's only 90 miles from Florida. And that's what this ship is designed to do also, is electronic intercept. It's a communication ship, electronic spy ship, if you will. It poses no threat to the U.S. Navy, per se. It's lightly armed and is not meant to go into battle with other warships. It's meant to intercept electronic transmissions.
Okay. Well, it's only 100 miles off of Florida. And, of course, you say Russian and you say 100 miles off the coast, people are going to be worried about it. But I'm so glad that you looked at it and were able to discern that it was a communication ship. We do know, of course, that there are, don't we know that there are Russian submarines in the waters?
Oh, sure. And they took great pride in defeating our countermeasures by staying in the Gulf of Mexico, which is basically, compared to the rest of the ocean, a big lake. being in the Gulf of Mexico without our knowledge for quite a time before they revealed their presence.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that. I thought
nothing about it. Oh, yes. Well, that's partly due to the Obama administration turning off some of the anti-submarine countermeasures.
Oh, was that part of the sequestration?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
You know, they're planning on downsizing the U.S. Army to the same levels, about 400,000 or so troops as they were just in 1941 before the war started. And we got a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 28th day of February. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Let's continue, Ann.
Yes. Well, I think as far as we're concerned, mass panic and hysteria could be in the offing. And I think that we want to tell our audience that they need to take measures to prevent that. You know, if what's going to happen is going to happen, and you need to be prepared for all contingencies. The ship in Cuba is not a warship. I mean, it's being characterized as a warship, on the
Well, it is by definition. It's part of the Russian Navy, and by definition, of course, it's a warship. But it's all naval vessels have specific things they're designed for. It has very limited offensive. It doesn't have any offensive capability. It has limited defensive capability when it comes to weapons.
Right. And do you think that the U.S. could jam it and make it inoperable?
Oh, that's... jamming is something that can be done on one hand. On the other, it's that area of technology is always changing. Anything involving electronics is different 90 days from now than it was 90 days before. I know that the military, the Navy, does have those capabilities, and I'm sure that that's being looked at very carefully as to countermeasures against this ship.
Okay. Well, I assume that, but I wanted to hear it from you because you're the Army guy.
That's right.
So, but in case they're, you know, it's not carrying anything nuclear, and should it deploy its missiles, what would you say, maybe, 100 feet in radius would be the biggest impact that one of those missiles might have? Or would it be?
No, they would have, typically a ship of this kind would have some limited defenses involving anti-aircraft missiles. They got some 30-millimeter cannon on there. Just limited things that they could defend themselves with. That's about it.
Okay. So, if somebody should get hurt during this period of time, they need to know that, that there will be a surge capacity at the local hospitals for people who might be hit by shrapnel or whatever, airplanes or pieces of airplanes or whatever. So they need to know what hospitals are the major trauma centers, and then they probably need to go to one that is away from where most people will go, because hospitals get jammed. They don't handle surges very well. They're not set up for that. You make an appointment, you go in, you have an operation, and then you go home or you stay overnight in the hospital, and they're set up for that now. They are not set up for emergencies like what might happen. So we did surge capacity drills up here, and I'm sure that all the CERT teams across the country have done that and have an idea of what you need to what would happen if all of a sudden 1,000 people rush to hospital emergency room. And they will set up triage areas outside the hospital room, and we've seen those in exercises, and these are usually collapsible big tents, and you'll be seeing triage means separating out the people who need attention immediately, the people who can wait, and the people who what are called the walking wounded, and then the ones that probably will not survive. They've even set up these tents outside for vaccinations and for epidemics, flus, during flu season. So, and part of that, I think they set one up for something that was contagious. I forget now what it was. And what they did was that was to separate the people who were sick from the people in the hospital who they did not wish to contaminate. And then once they got them treated, or once they got them separated, then they did their treatments and were able to admit them. So that might happen if, and this was, there are many scenarios, but if you have a broken bone that protrudes through the skin, you need to get to a hospital immediately, because you can die within 24 hours from botulism. Not the botulism that comes from food, but there is botulism on your skin, and if it gets on the bone, it'll kill you. So that's just one scenario, and that was one thing that I learned during CERT.
Right.
Otherwise, you want to have first aid equipment that you are capable of using. anything over the counter would be safe for you to use. Personally, I have stocked bandages and other things like disinfectants, and especially eye care products.
Right.
Because most people do not go around wearing goggles. And in fact, these days they don't even wear glasses, which I think is a big mistake. I use my glasses not only to protect me from from dusty environments, but also to keep my hands out of my eyes. One of the ways that you can get sick is to touch your eye with your hand that has an infectious
right.
ingredient on bacteria on it. Okay, well, be prepared and, think about where you're going if something should happen. And on the spot, you want to think about, well, where are most people going? And maybe I'll go to a trauma hospital that's east instead of west, or in this case, west instead of east, or south instead of north. You know, think ahead. That's all I'm saying is think ahead. We have a serious problem. I don't know if you've been following this. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks, and that's the problem at the waste isolation pilot plant in far southeastern New Mexico.
Right. I've read some stories about that. What's the current status of it?
Well, CNN is saying, I mean, oh, I'm sorry, I've got the wrong one pulled up here. We described WIP is Waste Isolation Pilot Plant. And what it was supposed to do, it was set up to take the transuranics, hope I said that right, from government laboratories around the country and store them. And it was a pilot plant in that they were hoping to build a similar plant based on their findings at this pilot plant to store nuclear waste from the nuclear plants that are around the country. So, they didn't expect any criticality elements. This was transuranic. That is, at these laboratories, they're always trying to see what happens when. So they shoot materials full of neutrons and see what happens. And then those things that they shoot with neutrons become radioactive, and they have to have a safe place to store them. And, of course, the laboratory doesn't want to store it because, well, would you want to store?
No. If you want that stuff on your premises, right.
Right. they want a clean laboratory. They don't want to have to worry about radiation. Well, not exactly worry about it, but they don't want it contaminating their experiments.
Right.
So they send this waste to this waste isolation pilot plant in barrels that are sealed. And what they're saying, and they come out on, like, Interstate 70. They come out on the interstates.
Right.
And I live very close to Interstate 64.
We have a break. Hold that thought, Ann. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
To panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 28th of February. Anyway, freeze-dry guy still has long-range patrol rations on sale and long-range patrol cold-weather rations on sale. It's still winter time. Of course, even in the summer, the long-range patrol rations is some of the best food you can carry with you out in the bush. You're going to be out in the bush being physically active, carrying a rucksack, going up and down those hills and being very vigorous, outdoor activity. You need calories, you need protein, you need fat. All those things are in the long-range patrol rations. Lightweight, tasty, nutritious. You can get all the nutritional details at freezedryguy.com. Now, these are difficult to get your hands on. You may not know that, but I'm telling you that it is. It's difficult to find and purchase long-range patrol rations. The freeze-dry guy not only has them, but he has some of them on sale. Oh, I see here now that the spicy oriental chick entree is sold out, as of yesterday, sold out. So, they're getting some, good sales here, and if you want to get in on this and stock up for your larder, so to speak, you need to go to freezedryguy.com, check out the details, make your purchase. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866 866-404-3663. I say it again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, talking about various topics of interest. Anything else about that Arizona situation, Ann, we need to talk about before we move on?
Well, yes. There were 13 employees that have been told that they were exposed to radiation. And they were above ground. Now, this was the smoke that we assume carried the radiation was exhausted through an exhaust fan system. And that, at that time, there was no filter in place. And subsequently, they did put a filter on. So they're not going to be able to use, they're not going to be able to get data on what radiation was released into the air because they didn't have a filter on there, and so they can't test
right.
it.
Right.
Now, the other thing is that they're making the statement that these 13 employees, that there's no, that they can't contaminate their family or, you know, people in the community. That is, I think, misleading, disingenuous, because we know that radioactive particles are so small, and I think we've heard Chris Harris talk about radioactive fleas. In other words, he'll test positive on the detector, and when they go back to look at it, you can't find it.
Right.
So, you know, even the nuclear plant workers do carry radiation out of the plant. And certainly these people must have carried radiation out of the plant. And when I was working out here on a mixed waste site, we had several children who were born without an optic nerve. And I don't know.
Children of the workers or children in the community?
Children of the workers.
Really?
Yes. And in one, the way I know this is because they did a fundraiser, and he brought his grandson. And they set up a special medical facility to help these people contend with the fact that their children had no optic nerve. I mean, they were never going to see. It wasn't like they were born with eyes that see, because if you don't have an optic nerve, you don't see. And so I had a chance to even touch, you know, and hold the boy. He was about 2 or 3 years old at that time. You know, it was very heart-wrenching.
Obviously. How tragic. What a tragic, tragic thing for these families to go through. And yeah. How many children of how many families? This is at Weldon Springs, Missouri, obviously. The Weldon Springs Superfund's cleanup site.
Yeah.
How many children of how many families experience this?
I want you to know that I did not ask. It was so touching to me. I was glad that they had a facility, that they had set up a facility, that it was a nonprofit facility, and that they were helping the families. You would have to contact those people. But with privacy concerns on medical records now, it's very difficult to get that kind of information. And if I hadn't been at this fundraiser, I wouldn't have known about it.
Really?
Yeah. And this was, 10 years ago. So, there were other deaths of children and miscarriages of children. And there was a Catholic priest, and he raised the alarm, and it was along Dardeen Creek. And if you want to research that, you just look up Dardeen Creek, and about 10 to 15 years ago. And they eventually silenced him, and he no longer speaks about it. But there was, anyway, what I want to say is I just find that statement a little disingenuous. If you know somebody or if somebody in your family works around radiation, you just want to be aware of that and be careful. If you're at an outfall point, if you're near a river or a creek that runs through the site, we have a site up here in North County where many people have been sick or gotten cancer because they think because they played in a particular creek, but the EPA is saying, well, we'll take some tests, but we don't think so. It's very difficult to get the government to say that anybody was made sick by. But anything that happens at any of these nuclear sites. So getting compensation is very difficult. There was compensation, by the way, for what happened here during the 50s and the 60s when they were dismantling the war machine.
Right.
All right. Well, that's very disturbing. And I wanted to bring it up because it's on U.S. soil, and it's affecting U.S. citizens. And you need to know that this could happen any place. What the audience needs to know is be aware of where these facilities are, and then monitor them. You know, if there's a leak, they'll tell you about it, and maybe you can call in and let us know. Because it's very hard. You know, the United States is a big country.
Oh yes.
Okay, they think the plume from Fukushima stretches 4,800 miles. That's almost 5,000 miles across the ocean. And they're calling it a plume. Now, that's a jargon word in the nuclear industry. And a plume continues. A slug is a blob, an undefined area or volume that contains radioactive particles and moves away from where they started. And it moves autonomously. It does not connect. It does not remain. Radioactivity does not continue to feed that slug. This is a plume. And they think that it now reaches clear across the ocean. And so any radiation that is emitted by Fukushima will come across on that plume. And it'll come across. I mean, it's traveling 5,000 miles across the ocean. I mean, that's...
Right.
That's a legitimate concern. So I think that the efforts that are being taken by Southern California communities and Alaska, now the Alaskan governor said, well, if the federal government isn't going to set up radiation detectors, we will. And that's been what the federal government has said. The federal government says, whatever's coming from Fukushima, we're not concerned about it. It's just affecting the states. Therefore, the states will take care of it. And people in California are saying, well, our state isn't doing anything. And then at the city level and the county level, they're setting up commissions to monitor the radiation that's coming across on this plume. Now, this plume is expected to continue maybe up to 100 years. I mean, this is not something that's going away. And it will continue to dump radioactive particles along the coastline from California, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, and Alaska. This is a very, what can I say? I mean, we're crossing generations here.
Right, obviously.
And some of what's in this plume, because Fukushima melted down, they don't use the term melted down, but there are criticality events. That means that sarnium-90, cesium-137 are being generated and then passed in this plume and carried over to the United States. Those are the main two that will cause health effects. The other ones either have shorter half-lives or longer half-lives. So sarnium-90 is especially bad. It accumulates in the bone.
Hold that thought, Ann. We got a break coming up. Call number. We got time for one or two calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Morris, Friday the 28th of February. Yesterday I cut up an oak tree into 110, 120 pound chunks and was loading up those chunks of wood onto the bucket of the Kubota tractor. I went to bed with some sore muscles, slept on the energy cleaner signal last night, woke up pain-free and ready to go get them this morning. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can order it at my website, thelibertyman.com, or my toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we got a stack of three callers here. Let's try to get them all in before the end of the show. First, Steve in Missouri. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, John and Ann. How are you all?
Good, good.
This is actually a substantial subject we should take up in the second hour. Oh, that's right. We don't have one.
No, not at the moment. Not at the moment.
You know, in terms of the perspective of the audience and the American public, you know, the idea is to really understand the truth of what really we're facing and to act on it. In terms of the nuclear industry, and of course I have some familiarity with that, I will say that there are an awful lot of very fine and competent people. I've known them. But
you were one of them.
Pardon?
You were one of them.
Well, thank you. The thing is, though, that some are aware that things aren't right. Some are muzzled. Many are not aware of who they're really working for, and that's true in the military and the government in general. And the issue we have is that we have really two governments, the one that's the ones that are trying to serve the public, and the one that has been bought out by an international agenda. And of course, this is not news. In terms of radiation and the nuclear side, there are a lot of sites, DOE sites and the like, that people don't know about. I know about one that leaks in northern Indiana, and it got into well water. People don't know about this. And it's all over. This New Mexico site, it's not transuranic, but is there any polonium-210 that you know of, Ann?
Is that a plutonium?
Polonium 210.
Oh, polonium 210 has a very short half-life.
It's about 10 to the 11th times more toxic than arsenic.
It's very toxic. It would only take one or two atoms to kill you if were you to breathe it in. And it is it's very toxic. It has a very short half-life. The problem is that it's in the decay chain for radon. Radon decays and becomes polonium-210, which is... So if you go into a space that has radon, so that means basements and crawl spaces and all sorts of things, then you could be exposed to polonium-210. And what happens is you breathe in the radon, and it turns, you know, it decays and becomes polonium-210, and you die. I mean, it's very, very poisonous.
The reason I'm asking is that if this facility happens to have a concentration of it, polonium-210 interacts. It releases alpha particles aggressively, and it interacts with beryllium to release neutrons. It was the initial, it was the original initiator in the atom bomb to produce the chain reaction, yes. In fact, the Alamogordo shot was largely a test to see if that thing worked. They would put gold foil in between the atoms to separate them, and that would block the alphas. And when it's hydrodynamically mixed during the implosion, it would release neutrons aggressively. The thing is, the polonium gets around the room. It's highly charged, and they couldn't contain it well. And if these labs happened to be dealing with it and sent it to that facility, that term could be potentially the largest. I don't know. Maybe it's not there, but it is a serious consideration. The transuranics, americium and so forth, are another matter. Plutonium is a transuranic. Are they sending plutonium there?
Yes. They don't know how these radioactive isotopes got released. They don't know where they came from. They're saying maybe a forklift damaged a container. Maybe there was a ceiling. Maybe there was a ceiling collapse. They don't know. They can't. They've closed off the facility, and they aren't sending anybody in there until they have a better idea of how much radiation is released. Because, you know, well, when you're dealing with radiation, you want to know how much you have to protect your workers from it.
It sounds very dangerous. Anna and Steve, we need to move on to get our other calls in before the end of the show.
Sure.
Here.
Sure.
Thanks for calling, Steve. Let's talk privately soon. Chris in Massachusetts. Good morning, Chris.
Again?
Yes.
A few minutes ago, you were talking about broken bones and the need to get to a medical facility if the bone protrudes through the skin.
Yes.
I want to take a scenario where what if there is no medical facility and you got to rough it on your own? What kind of treatment can you affect in the field to prevent
No. You have to get to a hospital and get the antidote for botulism. There's nothing you can do to prevent the death. I mean, it's botulism. You know, there's strains of botulism that people are sitting around a table, if they eat green beans that were canned improperly, they find them sitting around the table dead. That's how fast botulism can strike. Now, the particular one that's on your skin that affects you if you break the skin and your bone protrudes is it doesn't kill you that fast, but within a day you'll be dead.
So there is absolutely no way. If there's no medical facilities, you're just going to die.
Right, because you don't. They don't hand out the antidote.
Okay.
Okay.
So
thanks,
had,
Chris.
And
okay.
As part of CERT, we consider those people D as in dead, and we send them over to the morgue.
Okay. We need to move on. Thank you for the call, Chris. Our last caller here, Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred. We got limited time.
Okay. What do you need to do relative to the Fukushima and the typhoon in the Philippines, both of which, along with Hurricane Katrina, James McCann is on record, as is Fred Bell, and I think Nick Begich, that these are all manufactured HARP-induced or some Nikola Tesla technology-induced events, possibly a nuke event with respect to Fukushima. So we need to defund DARPA and all other agencies involved in that and deport the scientists back to Israel from where they came, dual Israeli-American citizens, ban and deport all dual Israeli-American citizens and defund, terminate all that funding, okay? By the way, relative to, I cut myself pretty bad in the field constructing a shelter, and all I could do is spit in it. So I spit in it and never got an infection, healed like nothing I had ever seen before. A year later, I heard an announcement in the mainstream media, some drug company came out with their study data stating emphatically that within human saliva is the greatest antibiotic substances they've ever discovered. It was a one-day and only one-day disclosure. I waited the whole week on the same all-new station to hear it repeated. It was one day. So imagine spitting in your wound. Alternately, remember the plagues of Europe. The whatever you want to call it, body snatcher people who were stealing the jewelry, et cetera, they were interrogated by the aristocracy because these people were not dying. They were not contracting the plague. Guess what? Healing spices. Joyce Riley interviewed a continental Indian doc out of MD Anderson who authored the book Healing Spices. So I would direct to the previous caller. Get his hand on
it. Fred, thank you for the call. We are out of time, sir. Appreciate it. And thank you. We'll do some radio with Dr. Deagle later today.
Yes, there's a problem with the H5N1. We need to tell people about it.
We'll do
that.
Thank
you, John.
Okay, thank you. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.